Here we find Joseph in this faraway land, in the land of Egypt, in a place where he was not free to do as he pleased or to go where he wished to go, for he was in prison. But there was something about Joseph. He knew that the Lord would be with him, and so he honored the Lord even though he was in this very dark and lonely place. He listened to the Lord. He served others, even there in prison. And so there were two other prisoners who came, and who were they? They were the butler and the baker, the chief ones, the princes of those functions, the ones who served Pharaoh, the king, directly. So these would have been very important people who were servants of Pharaoh. And they did evil in the eyes of Pharaoh. We don't know what that evil was, but we know that they had sinned against Pharaoh. And so they both ended up in prison. And who was there with them? Well, there was Joseph. Joseph was there to serve them in the prison house. And one morning, Joseph saw them, and their faces had fallen. And Joseph asked them, "Why are you so sad? Why are your faces evil today?" And they said, "We have each dreamed a dream, and we don't know the interpretation of it. There's no one to interpret it." And what did Joseph say? "Don't interpretations belong to God? Tell it to me." It's very interesting. So they told Joseph the dreams, and he then went on to give the interpretation of it. And here we have a hint that Joseph was a person who was actually there in that prison, and there were these other men who had come there also in prison. But when we're reading about Joseph, our thoughts are lifted up to think about, could this be the Lord? In what sense is this the Lord? Joseph said, "Don't interpretations belong to God? Tell the dream to me." It's because God was with him. In fact, he represents the Lord. It says in the Arcana Celestia that Joseph represents the celestial of the spiritual in the natural and in the interior natural. What does that mean, the celestial and of the spiritual? Well, what is celestial? Celestial is that which is from the Lord's love. When we think of the divine love, that is the celestial. And Joseph represents that love, that celestial essence from the Lord, from God, that is reaching out to others, even here to the butler and the baker, wishing well to them, to serve them, to be the interpreter of dreams to them. For you see, the Lord chose to come into the natural, didn't he? He came into this natural world. We think of God as being on high, as being infinite and eternal. And where is God? We say he's everywhere. But you know, he came on earth. He was born as a baby, and he grew up in this world and took on a natural form so that our minds have a way to grasp and comprehend our Heavenly Father. What a blessing this is. And we know that when the Lord was in the world, he was mistreated, wasn't he? And so Joseph was mistreated. Joseph ends up in prison. But even when he is in prison, he does the work of the Father. He speaks the truth. He gives the true interpretation, the heavenly doctrine, for the people in the situation that they find themselves in. So the butler, the baker, they sin. And it's interesting that even though we're talking about different characters in the story. It's a lovely story. But when we're reading the story, we can read it as like a mirror that reflects ourselves. Because as we read, all these different persons really are within one person. In the highest sense, they're all representing things that are in the Lord. But they also represent things in us. And we will find that we will sin against the Lord, even as the butler and the baker sinned against Pharaoh. And what do we do when we find ourselves in that situation? We look to the source of true interpretation. We look to the Lord. We look to the things, the principles of the Lord's word that help us to understand our circumstance from a higher perspective. So, how do we do that? First, we need to distinguish between the things that the butler represents and the things that the baker represent. The butler was the one who served Pharaoh's cup. He was the cupbearer. So in his dream, what does he do? He sees these shoots on this vine, and the shoots bear clusters of grapes. And in his dream, he sees that he's pressing the grapes and filling the Pharaoh's cup. And the interpretation of that was that he would be restored to his butlership. So the butler represent the things of the understanding, the things that come from doctrine, the things of truth, because they are like the cup. And those things are what are restored. But what about the other, the baker? What happened to him? He heard the butler's interpretation that he would be returned to the service of Pharaoh. So he thought that he would have a good interpretation too. So in his dream, he dreamed that there were these three baskets on his head, and there were holes in the basket, and then there were breads in the baskets, but the birds came and ate the bread. And that was a sign that after 3 days, he would have his head lifted up, and he would be hung upon wood. Now what happened? Those dreams were fulfilled after the third day. And what happened on the third day? There was a special event on that third day. It was somebody's birthday. Whose birthday was it? It was Pharaoh's birthday. And Pharaoh's birthday represents, well, remember, Pharaoh's represents something that's a part of us, doesn't he? It represents a new birth. Doesn't the Lord say, marvel not that you must be born again? So his birthday marks a new birth, a new beginning, something of new life that the Lord is bringing from his celestial love, from his spirit, from his wisdom, the divine truth. So that our lives can be transformed. So the butler represents something of the old will that must be put off. We know about the Lord that he took on a human nature from Mary, and that human nature tended to evils of every kind, and the Lord had to put off that nature and put on a divine nature, which he did by assuming the divine truth. He was the Word made flesh. So the Word made flesh is like the butler being restored to his butlership, serving Pharaoh. So by the divine truth, the Lord was transformed so that we worship him as our God, the Word made flesh. So for us, it's that, how are we led to the Lord except by the truths of his word? So we seek those things that are represented by the cup, the grapes. And if we learn to love those truths and do them, the Lord will give us a new will, and our old will be rejected. And the Lord will give us something new. And that newness is represented, of course, by Joseph. Now, we find that when we're reading these stories, that there's something that is unusual and wonderful about these stories of Joseph. And it has to do with these dreams. We first meet Joseph when he's having dreams himself. And now he finds himself with others who are having dreams, and he becomes the one to interpret them. It's like there's a connection. Joseph represents this connection to this higher realm, this world of reality that's deeper than just this time and space world that we live in. We have dreams. We have an awareness of a deeper reality. That's like knowing about the spiritual world. We live in two worlds at the same time. We have a natural body, but we know there's a spiritual body as well. And that even though Joseph was here in this state of a prison, he was still connected to this deeper reality, and he was in tune with the divine providence. And because of that, he was able to be the interpreter. He was able to share that wisdom from the Lord to these others. And we can have that same appreciation for that higher realm. So we seek the Lord and the things that he would show us, and we come to a right interpretation of what we shall do, what course of action we should take. And finally, we see that there's something of a foreshadowing of the Lord's advent into the world because of these dreams. So when we're reading of the Advent story, we can be on the lookout for revelations that come from the other world, angels that speak to people, like the angel who came to Zacharias, the priest, the angel who came to Mary, or in the story where we find another Joseph, that one who was the husband of Mary, the Lord spoke to him through dreams. So let us consider this story. We read at the very end that the butler forgot Joseph, even in spite of Joseph's plea. I am here in prison by theft, and please remember me to Pharaoh. But the butler forgot Joseph, which shows that even though we might be on the right track, we might act from our conscience and do the right thing, we can't depend upon our past success or a moment of enlightenment to carry us through all the time. But we have to continue to go back to the Lord, because as we're reminded here, we too are prone to forget him. So let's return to that heavenly Joseph, to the Lord, who is the interpreter of all our dreams. Amen.